Between you and me, isn't there a whiff of negativity in the term back to school? It doesn't sound like a return to a state of grace, does it? Directionally, backward is never understood to be positive until that moment when you've gotten your four-wheel drive rig so axle deep in soft stuff stuck that even backward motion will loosen your jaw and much else besides. In our language family, the word back originally referenced a walking stick or staff, a piece of wood to help you stay on your feet in an unlighted, unsidewalked world, arguably useful as a defensive tool in dire straits, but otherwise absolutely neutral as an agent of moral consequence. Listen. Backbite. Backstab. Backfire. Backlash. Backlog. Backhanded. Backwash. Back taxes. Back trouble. Back slapper. Backseat driver. You'll think of others. Back is not a happy word. What we're trying to say is that we're sending our kids, our students, and teachers, and bus drivers, and paras, and cooks, and custodians, and so on, forward into the enlightened and enlightening challenge of another glorious year of creative interaction and interstellar exploration. Stop me. Total indulgence there. You know me. And of course, in our household for 30-plus years, while Dodger was teaching, the end of August meant the start of another school year, and honestly, there was never anything negative about it. Back to school. Back to school is a marketing tagline. Back to school is economic development. A good thing. You don't find uses for back in the dictionary that give you hope about anything. But to all of you on your way forward into the 2012-2013 school year, you're the best thing we've got going for us. Here's to you. Make the most of it. You won't be sorry, and we certainly won't either.